Welcome back to another episode of the Prosperity Podcast. Previously, we talked about a trampoline year versus cement boots year. If you haven't heard that, you might want to go back because this episode is all about a trampoline year, meaning we're bouncing with joy into prosperity. We're going to be talking about that in this episode. You can only accomplish that if you have faith in yourself and faith in, I'm going to turn it to Kim for this next part.
Well, it's so fun to, first of all, think about bouncing with joy. That is a great terminology. And the idea of the trampoline being such a foundation and a space to jump off from. And so for me, having faith in a higher power, so I'm going to use the term God. You can use whatever word works for you. But having faith in something outside myself is super valuable. And this relates to finances because I think we do a better job with our finances when we think less selfishly. So I'm going to pull together the two outside of myself aspect. Now, you mentioned faith in myself also. And yes, of course, we want to have that as human beings. Not that this is easy all the time. But we can do so much better job of being a trampoline when we are confident, when we have faith in ourselves. And so if you've ever like tried to make a financial decision and you're not feeling confident, it's crazy hard and scary. And frankly, you shouldn't be doing it. Like if you're not coming at a financial decision with confidence, with prosperity thinking, then please, please try to defer that decision. And actually, I just had something happen this morning. We're in a construction project right now, and we are at a pivot point. We could go one direction, do nothing in the middle of this construction project. Really wouldn't impact a lot, but it's one of those things, if we went the other direction and spent a little bit more money, it's on a cement pad, so like not even a fun thing to spend money on. It's kind of like tires for a car, you know, roof for the house. Cement pads are just not super exciting. But I know that it's one of those things, if we think long term, if we look at the big picture, if we have faith that this project's going to do good and help serve other people, then spending the money on the cement pad is going to be valuable. Because if we put it in now, as opposed to try to do it later, it will do so much good and it will be so much more efficient and keep things cleaner and, you know, all the things that cement does, as opposed to right now, it's just mucky red dirt, which we have here in East Texas, which is like the worst stuff in the whole wide world. It stains everything, including the dog. So pardon the digression there, but the point that I was trying to share with that story is that having faith in a higher power, thinking outside ourselves, enables us to look long-term. And so here's my question to you as a listener. In your financial decision-making, do you involve faith? And I would love some commentary on that. Like, I would love it if you emailed me, hello@partnersforprosperity.com, and said, yes, I use faith. In other words, thinking outside of myself, faith in God, faith in a higher power in my financial decision-making. And here's how, here's a story, here's why. Or no, I don't. And here's why. Because I think that's valuable too. There are reasons for each of those. There are times for each of those. Maybe, I don't know, for me, I just always get better results if I involve God first. And so I do that a lot. I listen and I pay attention and I allow space for faith in my finances. And I haven't always done that. I used to be very willpower oriented, very much Kim can handle it. I've just found over time that I don't do as good a job as involving faith, especially in my decision-making and my direction and in developing the ability to listen to that over time, which has taken time, of which is sometimes two steps forward, one step back. The involvement of making clear decisions with God involved for me has enabled better decisions and is something that I just wanted to share that is okay. Like sometimes pausing and saying, I need to pray about that a little bit. I need to meditate about that. You know, whatever, again, whatever word works for you, or I just need to listen about that, is super, super valuable. And in today's rushed world, it is so hard. It is very, very difficult sometimes to raise your hand to yourself and say, I need a pause. I need to take some time. I want to set aside some time to journal or to pray or to meditate or to listen or to do whatever it is that works for you. And I've done all of the above, and sometimes something stopped working, and so I shift. You know, Spencer, there's a book that I want to bring up that's just so, so helpful, and it's called The Path to Wealth. And it's by a woman whose name is not on the tip of my tongue right now. And so much of a great example. This lady runs a big business, big, big business. And we've shared the book on the podcast before. Maybe we can figure out her name and put a link to it in the show notes, because she talks about having a chief spiritual officer in her company, CSO, chief spiritual officer, and how she schedules time on her calendar every day to speak and listen to and with her CSO. And I'm not at that level yet. I wish that I was. And maybe I just need to make a point of that and start doing that for 2021, because 2020 is going to be a trampoline year. And so that's a good time to start new habits. And really, that's all it is a habit, is do you take the time to listen and ask and expect guidance when you're making financial decisions?
You know, I think the author is Mae McCarthy that you're talking about.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's kind of funny, because when we think of faith, it depends on where we live throughout the country or throughout the world. You know, you can have conversations of faith pretty casually. You know, if you're living, you know, I live in the South, so it's very casual. It can happen at the grocery store. But if you happen to live in a large city or in other areas, it's, you know, a conversational faux pas in many ways. But what's strange is that examples of faith are all around us, yet we forget about it. You know, we plant a garden in the spring, we have faith that summer and fall, we're going to be able to harvest something. That's a pretty clear example. Yet when our finances, we try and manage every single little piece, and we don't allow for the grace or things much larger than us to appear.
Wow. So glad you added that. Super, super helpful.
I'm looking at this. When we started the conversation with faith, here is a story that came to me, and I'll share this one because it reminds me of what faith can do to a business. And it sounds really strange. And I won't get us off talk. I'll be on track really good. So recently, our family, we went on a rafting trip, and we were in North Carolina going to one of the premier places to go rafting. And as we all got suited up, and there's a large group of us together, we're holding our oars, we're wearing our life jackets. The lady that owns the company is in her 70s. And she's as fierce as they come. I mean, if I was in a wrestling match, she'd probably beat me. She was great. I loved it. And before we jump into the shuttles to head to the top of the river, she says, I'm going to offer a blessing of protection on all of you. Bow your heads. And she said a prayer right there. And it got done. And I looked at my wife and I said, isn't this the coolest thing in the world? I mean, out West, no one would have done that. They would have been scared. And everyone around looked, and they were just like, yeah, bring it on. And she added that. And guess who had the busiest rafting company around? That lady right there. I loved it. Absolutely.
It is becoming more and more a part of our language. It's acceptable in business circles these days, and I'm so grateful for it. And each person has to take what serves them from that message and drop the rest and not get upset by the rest. So whatever part of this message doesn't serve you, just let it go. It just needs to float on down the stream, right? To pick up with the rafting story.
Absolutely. So to tie in, finalize on the episode, listeners, you're coming up on a new year. The beginning of this year in January, would have never expected things to be unprecedented like they are now. So as the pendulum swings, it has swung very far in one direction. And luckily, with this podcast, what we're doing and the faith that you have and all of us, we can swing it back in the other direction. And I truly think that 2021 is going to be something amazing. We'll all look at it and say, yeah, 2020, we learned a lot and it prepared us for the future. Do you have final thoughts, Kim?
I'm just always grateful to be able to have a podcast, to have so many episodes that I know are valuable to people, to be able to get to talk to you every now and then and share wisdom back and forth and know that we're doing good in the world.
Listeners, if you feel the same, if you feel like your future is brighter than today, please do us a favor and leave a review inside of the podcast player. And what that will do is it'll help bring more people in to messages like this. And it'll also help us understand how you feel about the show. And I hope that it is one of those 5-star experiences. And if it's not, let us know how we can get there. You can send us a personal message as well to hello@partnersforprosperity.com.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.